The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
And it is time now for Girls Division II District Championship Basketball. From Tri-Valley, here's Matt Croy.
And good afternoon from Dresden. West Hills Lady Knights come in with the 5 seed, a record of 19-60, and 61, 4 straight in 11 of their last 12 games. They're taking on the top seed, West Muskegon Lady Tornadoes, with a record of 22-3. They've also won 4 games in a row in 11 of the last 12 contests. It's all for the right to move on to next Tuesday's regional semifinals in Zanesville. Stay tuned. I'll be speaking with West Hills head basketball coach Lindsey Belden on the pregame show on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have fresh jumbo-packed chicken wings, $2.98 a pound, pork shoulder steak, $2.99 a pound, 16-ounce Seabest perch fillets, $4.99, and Southern Seas peeled and devined shrimp, $4.59. We also have Gerber skinless chicken thighs, $3.79 a pound, and USDA choice beef stew meat, $4.99 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price this Thursday through Sunday and get 12-ounce Food Club fish sticks, $1.48, and extra liquid detergent for $2.28. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
Immerse yourself in the rich history of historic downtown Millersburg. Unique shops and delicious flavors are waiting for you at every corner. Experience the charm of your hometown. Make your way to Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Hello. alongside West Lady Knights head basketball coach Lindsey Belden, coming off a low-scoring, grinded-out victory over Dover to move on to this district championship game. Pretty good way to describe it, right, Lindsey? You just survived in advance. You guys found a way to get that win.
Yeah, I don't know how many games you scored 24 points and win, but yeah, we'll take it. You know, it wasn't pretty. A lot of emotional things going on in that game, but we just kept talking about be mentally tough, you know, stay focused on what we're trying to do and get through this game and let's get the win and you know, kind of just get out of this situation.
And that's the part where you typically don't question about this team, right? The being the tough part of being hard-nosed on the defensive end, that's the part that they're pretty darn good at.
Yeah, they always play hard. You know, you never question their effort. You know, just with Chloe, it was mentally for those kids. I mean, Keegan's her cousin. Those other kids are all her best friends. And so, you know, you know what she's gone through up to this point. And so to mentally get them to refocus was kind of our biggest struggle there in the second quarter and then the second half. And so, you know, that I think was the biggest thing for us. And then, you know, your rotations are different. And just handling the basketball, we turn it over more than we typically have. And, you know, Keegan and Allie were frustrated with themselves. And but defensively, those two played the best I think I've seen them play defensively, did exactly what we wanted them to do. And so, yeah, you can never fault their effort.
I want to talk to you about Chloe, obviously a player you hate to lose here. Do you feel for her certainly about that, going out of that last game with her injury being out? But for this team here, now you focus to this game. Obviously, yep, they want to win this game no matter what, irregardless here. But also, is there kind of a part of, hey, we want to play for a teammate type of situation as well?
Yeah, that's what we talked about on Wednesday after the game. Like, you know, we had to... The goals all year has been, you know, to win a district title. And so that doesn't change at all. And that, you know, it just gives you a little bit of fuel and you know, we had to come out and play hard and, you know, some things change, but we'll be okay. And I just said, you know, Chloe's going to be okay. We're going to be okay. You know, everything's going to be okay. And we're going to go win a district title on Saturday.
All right. You take on those West Michigan team. What stands out to you about this Tornado team?
I mean, when you look at them, you look at us, we're very similar. You know, we play a 4-out-1 in motion. They got a big kid, a bunch of guards that, you know, were very similar to our guards. They look to press in the full court. Theirs is a zone, ours is a man, but, you know, they're looking to get points off of transition, and you know, just very similar, smaller guards, a couple bigs, and that they play hard, they pressure the basketball, and you know, they just are very similar to us, and so we match up, I think, you know, one-on-one pretty well, and you know, it's a good matchup for us.
With it being said, Lindsey, you've been in the spot many times here. What's it going to take this afternoon in your mind to try and get this victory?
I think it's just going to be everybody mentally locked into what we're trying to do. I think they, on Wednesday night, everybody knew the scouting report, knew how we were guarding everything that Dover was doing, and just, you know, executed things really well in the defensive end. It's going to come down to the same thing, you know, knowing the defensive game plan changes tonight, but it's the same mentality of everybody has to be locked in. And I think, you know, limiting them to one shot, you know, they have a big kid that she's going to score in the paint, and we got to limit those opportunities and then limit them to one shot.
All right, Lindsey, thanks for your time and good luck this afternoon.
Thank you.
That's the voice of West Knowles Lady Knights head basketball coach, Lindsey Belden.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Hello, this is Danielle Scott. Privileged to be a part of the Yoder Lumber team for the past 3 years as a customer service and inside sales rep. Yoder Lumber has several hundred thousand feet of green and kiln-dried Appalachian hardwood available. Visit our showroom located 5 miles south of downtown Millersburg. If you are looking for a new career, please visit our offices to fill out an application or go online at yoderlumber.com.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Home Siding Contractors. Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to clear out the old, and you can get a great deal now. With new models arriving daily, Millersburg Electric must make room. Get big savings on over 50 closeout and floor display models. Gas and electric ranges, laundry products, refrigerators, dishwashers, and much more. From all the popular brands, including GE, Cafe, Frigidaire, and more. Don't delay as the inventory goes down each day. So hurry in for big savings. Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
And last season's tournament trail for West Holmes, they began, of course, going into the tournament trail as they were able to get a victory in their first sectional tournament game, as West Holmes would move on all the way to the district championship game, where they would eventually fall to John Glenn in overtime, 67-60 from a season ago for this West Holmes Lady Knights basketball team last year. And, of course, as a whole for West Holmes last season, they finished up at 18-4 and finished with a share of the OCC title at 12-2 alongside Mansfield Senior from last season for West Holmes. And for West Michigan, also in Division III, the other East District for them, they would go on and they would actually take on Union Local, the top seed in the district championship game. Union Local would get a win in that game by the score of 62-48. So both teams falling in the district title game in division in their respective district tournaments from a season ago. Last year, West Ham in D3 instead of D2. West Holmes, of course, in last year's Division II East District tournament as well. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the pregame show after this on WKLM. Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander AT-G015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander AT-G015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Miller 330-674-0025 or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with the winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Hey you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg. They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerine Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerine has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerine provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerineHospital.org.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Both teams come in playing some great basketball here, some nice stretches here going into the sister championship contest. West Olds as this whole this year with six losses, coming to Dover, also Wayndale, Mansfield Senior, Highland, Margaretta, and also a loss to a very good Triway team that is playing their district championship game tonight. For West Muskingum, they have three losses on the year. They fell to Fort Fry the second game of the season, also with losses this season as well, as they fell to Sheridan. Also in the contest, also another team that's going to the regional tournament, in fact, in that Sheridan ball club. You have a couple of the losses of season four. This West Muskingum Lady Tornado team so far this season for them. And also a loss, a one-point loss at Meadowbrook back on February 7th was their last loss. Since then, both teams have won four straight in 11 of their last 12 contests. West Olds 19-6 overall, while West Muskingum is 22-3. West Muskingum is averaging 52 points per contest. West Olds averaging 47 a game. Defensively, the Lady Tornadoes allowing 28.5 a game, while West Olds gives up 39.5 a game on the defensive end. West Olds, of course, won the OCC outright. They finished up at 13-1. The Edge Mansfield Senior, who went 12-2, the capture the Ohio Cardinal Conference Championship outright this season for them in conference play. We'll take a break and some comments from Don Hall on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Unlock your potential at Buckeye Career Center's Spring Open House on Thursday, March 21st from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. This is your chance to explore cutting-edge programs, meet passionate instructors, enjoy dinner, and apply for next school year at this combined high school and adult education event. Plus, join us for an alumni gathering in the Joe Carlisle Marketplace. The $50 adult education application fee will be waived for those who apply at the event. Join us Thursday, March 21st at Buckeye Career Center for our Spring Open House.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostick not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Who handles your life insurance? Hi, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service, and this is a very important question to answer for your family in case something were to happen to you. Life insurance needs analysis, and when trying to decide how much life insurance you should have for loans, personal income, and final expenses, it helps to have the advice from someone you can trust. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we can make sure that your family can handle your financial obligations if the unexpected were to happen. For your life insurance analysis, contact Hobron's Insurance at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767.
West Hills began this tournament trail with a 51-26 win over Minerva, then won 72-29 over Morgan, and then, of course, that lowest scoring affair in their last game, defeating Dover 24-19. Well, West was again the top seed. They won 49-36 over Zanesville, a 60-14 win over Coshocton, then down Philo 47-26. And now the top seed, West was again against the 5 seed, West Holmes, for the right to move on to next Tuesday's regional semifinal. That'll be against Fairland, who's already in that regional semifinal matchup. That'll be next Tuesday, 6 p.m. over at Zanesville. McElroy alongside Don Hall for this afternoon's matchup. And Don, simply put, how do you size up this matchup today?
Even. That's what I'm going to tell you. It's even. I think if it's in the 50s or higher, I believe West Muskingum has the advantage. If it's 40s and lower, I think West Holmes might have the advantage. But West Muskingum loves to shoot the three. They got some good shooters. West Holmes has some good shooters as well. West Muskingum's got a post player inside that's pretty decent. He'll go shoot the three. And West Holmes got Aviana Yoder, who's playing well at the end of the season now.
You know the defense is going to be there for West Holmes. How much of it is, you kind of look at this game here, you get a couple shots to fall early, that confidence kind of comes in there, and it starts first making some baskets.
True. That's so true, especially West Muskingum. They get their two leading girls, actually two sophomores, and if they hang around and shoot some shots, you just never know. But it's going to be just a very, very good physical game today.
We'll see what happens here. We'll take a break, and Don Hawley back with the Saccharine starting lineups, then the opening tip on WKLM.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pool buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
Sauls in Berlin wishes good luck to all Holmes County coaches, players, and families on the tournament trail. They also invite you to stop in and see all the new spring items they have to offer, including potting benches and glass window boxes. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind unique item, including a large selection of hot sauces, marinara, and salsas to share with the community, visit Sauls online at saulsinberlin.com or find them on Facebook.
Stop cleaning your gutters. Get Gutter Bonnet and ABC Seamless Gutters, and your gutters will stay clog-free, guaranteed, or we'll clean your gutters free. Hi, this is Lauren Miller with Miller Custom Exteriors. Our gutters are 33% larger to prevent overflow, and our leaf protection keeps out leaves and debris. It's the perfect combination to keep your gutters worry-free. Call Miller Custom Exteriors today and say goodbye to cleaning your gutters. Visit us online at MillerCustomExteriors.com.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And today's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now today's starting lineups, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Starting tonight for the visiting team on your scoreboard, the West Holmes Lady Knights. Number 3, a 5'6" sophomore guard, averaging 9.2 points a game, Briar Klein. Number 10, a 5'6" sophomore guard, averaging 7.1 points a game, Zelina Proper. Number 12, a 5'4" senior guard, averaging 6.7 points a game, Allie McMillan. Number 21, a 5'10" junior post, averaging 6.4 points a game, Aviana Yoder. And rounding out your starting five, number 24, a 5'5" senior guard, averaging 9.9 points a game, Keegan Gould.
West Holmes, a record of 19-6, the 5 seed in this East District, and they're coached by Lindsay Bellin in her sixth season.
And now for your home team on the scoreboard, the West Holmes Lady Tornadoes. Number 3, a 5'3" sophomore guard, averaging 6.6 points a game, Deborah Allen. Number 4, a 5'5" senior guard, averaging 6.3 points a game, Laney Johnson. Number 22, a 6-foot senior post, averaging 6.4 points a game, Taylor Spung. Number 30, a 5'5" junior, averaging 10.2 points a game, Addie Antonets. And rounding out your starting five, number 32, a 5'7" sophomore, averaging 10.6 points a game, Jaden Thornton.
And West of the Sam, the top seed, a record of 22-3, they're coached by Josh Middleton as well. And Finish Line Auto Body, the starting line of sponsor here for the Sanford News Contest. You'll even hit the $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. McRoy alongside Don Hall and Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming the Sanford News Contest on the WKLM YouTube page. That is courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Jacob Henning, who's producing today's live stream coverage. Aiden Garbrandt working the cameras. Go to YouTube and search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for this afternoon's contest. Also today on YouTube, we have Girls Division 4 District Championship Basketball from Cambridge Island taking on River. That's also on YouTube and stream 2 for this afternoon. And also later on tonight, we have Boys Division 2 Sectional Championship Basketball. West Holmes at Mazel. That'll be on YouTube. They're also on FM 95.3 and stream 1. And also tonight on YouTube, Girls Division 3 District Championship Basketball Triway takes on Trinity as well later on tonight. Just about ready to get things underway from Tri-Valley, and for West Holmes, it'll be getting the jump. We'll see here. Usually Chloe Patton has been the jumper here in the past. Aviana Yoder would be possibly the next choice. We'll see. West Holmes wearing the blue jerseys, blue shorts, and white numerals and red trim. Aviana Yoder will have the jump, and the 5'10 junior. And jumping the other end for West Muskingum is Taylor Spung, a 6-foot senior. Girls Division II District Championship Basketball from Tri-Valley. There's the whistle.
There is the toss. It'll be won by West Holmes, who goes left to right here in the first half. McMillan across the half-court line, dribbles it high on the right side. Hits the handoff now. And grabbed by Proper, and going to be a turnover on West Holmes right off the bat. I think she was standing out of bounds.
Yeah, they went double-teamed that handoff right there, so West Holmes going to have to be prepared for that.
And it'll be Tornadoes basketball in the backcourt. Going from right to left across the timeline. Here's the dribble, and they'll double team by West Holmes. Pass goes right side to Lainey Johnson. Back out top to Antunes. Back in the left wing, received now by Deborah Allen. Dribbles it out top. Allen shovels it now right wing back to Antunes. Holds onto it. Dribbles it. Now takes it top of the key. Spins around. Nobody open. Her pass in the hands of Allen, now high on the left side. New score early on. Back in the corner. Now three-pointer goes up in the air by Antunes. That's no good. Rebound, however, grabbed under the basket by Spung. And her pass knocked out of bounds. It'll be West Muskingum basketball.
Yeah, West Holmes is going to have to limit those second-chance points for West Muskingum.
And inbounded by the Tornadoes to the corner goes to Antunes. Guarded by Proper. Dribbles at right wing. Bounce pass goes out top to Thornton. Drive to the foul line, to the lane. Cut off. Back out top, Johnson to the foul line. Into the corner now. Grabbed by Spun. Dumps on the side to Thornton. Under the basket. Her pass knocked out of bounds by Allie McMillan.
I tell you, West Holmes is doing a really good job. They're fronting the post and having help behind. So somebody in front, somebody behind. Every person in that post.
Smothery defense as per usual for the Lady Knights. Avalon looking to windbound. Nobody open. And finally, a five-second call. Great tonight defense by the Lady Knights.
Boy, and those are the turnovers that you want for West Holmes. That just goes to show you extreme effort right there.
Absolutely. One turnover each way. West Holmes has the ball. No score. 1 minute into the contest. McMillan to the front court. Dribbles it out top. Now left wing. Bounce pass goes to Proper. She'll have it top of the key. Crossover. Bounce pass goes to Keegan Ohl. Ohl left wing. Three-pointers up in the air by Ohl. Going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound going to be out of bounds. It'll be Tornadoes basketball.
Gives West Holmes a chance to set up press if they so choose to do so.
And they will. Allen to inbound for the Tornadoes. Her pass grabbed in the backcourt by Thornton. Thornton dribbles it now across the midcourt. Guarded by Briar Klein. Has it out top. Shovels the left wing to Johnson. Dribbles it. Johnson to the foul line. To the lane. Johnson in traffic. Not close. There's a steal by McMillan. West Holmes with a fast break. McMillan to the basket. Her layup is going to be good with the left hand.
Good job by Allie McMillan. Way to take the ball coast to coast.
Second turnover on West M. West Holmes has a 2-0 lead. 6:15 to play first quarter. Tornadoes basketball across midcourt. Here's Allen to the foul line to the lane. Runner up in the air going to be no good. And rebound grabbed by Allen under the basket somehow. Down to the corner. Grabbed by Spun. Dumps it inside back to Allen. Reverse layup going to be good off the glass.
Second chance points. That's two offensive rebounds for West Muskingum right now.
That ties it up at two. West Holmes ball. McMillan dribbles it out top for the Lady Knights. Bounce pass to Ohl. Dribbles it down right point. Picks it up too soon. Pass goes cross court and grab McMillan. She'll be fouled, though, by the attempted steal of Jaden Thornton.
Yeah, that's a pretty long pass to make right now. And I'll tell you what, the recipient of that pass has to go meet that ball.
Without a doubt. You know, West Holmes will be fortunate to get that ball back. They'll have it to inbound in the front court. And Ohl inbounds it to Zelina Proper. Tied at two. 5:40 to play in the first. Proper to the right wing. Double team. Pass out top to Briar Klein. Klein crossover to the foul line. Poke loose. Grabs it. Pass left wing to McMillan. Back in the quarter. Three-pointer. McMillan up to the air. Going to be knocked down. Allie McMillan.
Boy, no hesitation by Allie right there. Nice looking shot.
She has all five for West Holmes. They're up 5-2. Tornadoes basketball to the front court. Ball grabbed high on the left side. Johnson dribbles the left wing. Johnson, tight defense by Ohl. Dribbles it out top, and going to be a whistle blown. That's going to be apparently a foul called on West Holmes.
That's pretty good defense by Keegan Ohl. A little bump there. Hope they just stay consistent, but that really, really good defense by Keegan.
First foul on West Holmes, and of course Keegan Ohl. And now the Tornadoes to inbound. Lainey Johnson, 5'5 senior guard, averaging 6 a game. Inbounds it out top. Goes to Jaden Thornton. Thornton on the right point. Crossover to the foul line. To the lane. Soup shot off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed by Briar Klein. Lady Knights have it in a 5-2 lead. To the front court now. Keegan Ohl. Ohl. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be well short of the rim. It'll be Tornadoes basketball once again. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Fulker pressure is on, embedded and going to be out of bounds to Thornton. The press causes the turnover. That'll be the third on the Tornadoes.
Right, that good job, West Holmes. They're doing a really fantastic job of denying that ball in bounds.
So West Holmes will have it at side court, embedded to Allie McMillan. She'll dribble it at center circle. Pass out top goes to Briar Klein. Klein picks up, pass inside, going to be deflected and stolen away by Taylor Spung, the second West Holmes turnover. Here's Deborah Allen to the front court, to the lane. Back to the corner now. Grabbed by Johnson. Dribbles it. Drive to lane. Goes around the foul lane. Spung off her legs and stolen away. McMillan has it for West Holmes. She'll lose it. And foul four. Grabbed by Avion Yoder. Back to McMillan. Into the front court to Briar Klein. Klein to the basket. Falls down. And she'll be tripped up. Blocking foul is called on West Wisconsin. That'll be their second.
I believe Briar was going to do a little Euro step right
yes.
there and was tripped. Probably going to call it on the floor right here. No shots.
Almost split it, but it'll be the second team foul. First personal foul on Johnson. It is on the floor. West Holmes ball beneath their own backboard in a 5-2 lead. Tegan Oldo inbound. Her pass goes out top, goes to Allie McMillan. Dribbles behind her back, crossover out top, bounce pass to Proper, drive to the lane. Proper in traffic, has it tied up, and arrow points to West Ham. West Holmes has their third turnover.
Yeah, two good defenses going at it right now. It might come down to whoever gets some of these leak outs or long rebounds to go down to uncontested shots.
Fulker pressure on, inbounded to Taylor Spung in the backcourt. Now back to Deborah Allen. Allen dribbles it across the midcourt line for the Tornadoes. Pass deflected left wing. Grabbed by Lila Johnson. Inside the paint to Allen. Dumps inside the Spung. Her shot up is going to be no good. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds. It'll be off of who? Off of West Holmes, they're going to say. And it will be Tornadoes basketball. Midway point of the first quarter. 5-2 West Holmes lead. And is Addie Antonets replacing Lady Johnson. Deborah Allen to inbound beneath the thrown backboard. Allen looking, pass goes out top, and stolen away by Keegan Ull. And that'll be the fifth turnover on the Tornadoes. Back to Klein to Ull in the front court. Ull, pass to the corner, going to be grabbed by Proper. Dribbles left wing, spins around. Back over to McMillan. McMillan left wing. Cross-court pass right corner, goes to Briar Klein. Her three-pointer goes up in the air by Klein, going to be no good. Rebound, going to be chased down by Addie Antonets. Tornadoes basketball down 5-2, 3.5 to play first quarter. Here's Deborah Allen in the front court. Bounce pass to the left wing. Grab now, near side by Thornton. Her pass goes cross court out of bounds. That'll be the sixth West End turnover.
I just don't think West Muskingum has seen any pressure like they're getting tonight from West Holmes. It's just incredible.
Yes, it is. West Holmes has it now. After that smothering defense, we've seen the baseball pass to the front court goes to Briar Klein. Back to McMillan. On the right wing, back to Briar Klein. Klein picks it up, spins around. Inside, deflected away, and there's a steal. West Holmes has their fourth turnover. Pass to the front court, grab right corner by Spung to the baseline. Spung's layup going to be missed everything. Rebound going to be tipped up the air, and grabbed finally by Spung again. Shot by Taylor Spung up, going to be no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of West Muskingum. So West Holmes will have it. Still a 5-2 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Looks like West Muskingum, a little bit of a zone 2-2-1 press right here.
Tegan Ull has it in the backcourt. Back to McMillan, examining that press. Into the front court to Proper. Knocked away, and there's a steal. Ball deflected and stolen right back away by Tegan Ull. Now to Proper to the front court. Take to the basket. Her layup going to be...
Nice finish.
Selena Proper. A chance for a three-point play. You talked about, Don, this might game come down to plays just like that.
Just like that, mm-hmm. Just somebody leaking out. Good job by Zelina, finish with her right hand, not her dominant hand.
Absolutely. 7-2 West Holmes. And Proper at the foul line with a chance for a three-point play.
First free throw tonight for anybody.
Free throw up, going to be no good. Rebound fought for. It'll be grabbed inside by Taylor Spung. 2.5 to play, first quarter. Tornadoes basketball across midcourt. Pass by Lainey Johnson, goes right wing. Over to Lila Johnson, left wing now to Lainey. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark, missed everything. Goes out of bounds, and West Holmes will have the basketball again. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. West Holmes ball against that press. Here's McMillan across midcourt. Pass out top to Keegan Ole. 7-2 Lady Knights. 2:12 to play in the first quarter. Now to Avion Yoder, high on the right side. Inside right post goes to Briar Klein. Her layup is good.
Just nice little set play by Coach Belden.
First two of the game for Klein. Timeout West End. 2 minutes to play first quarter. West Holmes 9. West Muskingum 2. This is girls district championship basketball on WKLM.
A condominium located at 2779 Cove and Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions for lease with an asking price of $2,000. This property was built in 2016 and is a two-bedroom and two-bath condo at the Cove in Walnut Creek. That includes a master suite with a walk-in closet and tilted shower, fully equipped kitchen, first floor laundry, and a sunroom leading out to a new concrete patio with 1,648 square feet. Located in the East Olds Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Kate Overton at 330-602-4111 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Winner moves on to the regional semifinals next Tuesday against Fairland, 6 p.m. in Zanesville. Right now, West Holmes on a 7-0 run. Fulker pressure is on out of the timeout by West Holmes. It'll be Lila Johnson, the freshman guard, across midcourt for the Tornadoes. Dribbles it to the right wing. Dribbles it out top. Pass goes cross-court. Here's the dribble to the foul line by Lainey Johnson. Back out top now. Goes to Thornton. She'll get called for travel. And that'll be the eighth West End turnover.
West Holmes is just sitting in all the gaps. There's just no room for anywhere for a West Muskingum ball handler to go to get inside that key.
They've been everywhere. Jewel Brown on the floor now for West Holmes. Again on that 7-0 run. Keegan Old to the front court. It's 9-2 Lady Knights. Here's McMillan. Out top. Right wing back to Proper. Dribbles it, picks it up too soon. Proper, nowhere to go with it. Looking, and gets the hand off, and 5-second violation. And that'll be the sixth West Holmes turnover.
Well, both teams have 5-second turnovers right now.
And now the Tornadoes to inbound it in the backcourt. Inbounded and grabbed in the backcourt by Jaden Thornton. Thornton, the sophomore guard, dribbles it across midcourt. Works it against Keegan Ole. Now double team. Goes out top to Laney Johnson. Back in the left corner. Three-pointer by Antonetz is going to be knocked down.
Boy, she's a good shooter. Averaging double figures. Loves to shoot the three.
Left her wide open on that double team. 9-5. West Holmes. They have it. On the left wing. Pass goes far side to Proper. On the right point. Now to Keegan Ole. 1:05 to play in the first. Ole drive. Pass inside. Goes over to inside the Neely Fair, who missed the layup. Rebound grabbed by Lila Johnson. West Holmes basketball. Pass to the corner. Drive by Antonetz. And extra step, no call. Another extra step. Now they finally call it.
Is it going to be a travel or a jump ball? One of the two.
Travels the call. That'll be the ninth turnover on West Holmes. 50 seconds to play in the first. 9-5 Lady Knights. Briar Klein to win that on the back baseline against the full court pressure. She does so to Allie McMillan. 2-2-1 press. Now to Briar Klein in the backcourt. She'll find Proper. Proper now dribbles it. Pass to the front court. Goes to McMillan. Takes it to the basket. Her layup coming off the glass. No good. Rebound. 5-4 out of bounds. It's going to be off of who? We're going to say it's off of West Holmes, apparently.
Team rebound for West End. Allie needs to go up. Come to a nice little jump stop. I think she was trying to draw the foul right there and get an and one.
Full court pressure on by West Holmes. Showing the man. And man, a grab by Taylor Spunk. Her pass to Thornton, crosses midcourt on the fast break. Thornton to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot could be good, but leave it off. Gets called for the offensive foul.
You know who took that? Jewel Brown. That's what you need for that guard. I mean, that person to come off that bench and play those little minutes, and she comes in, there's always something positive happens with her.
Great
always.
Job by Brown, and how about this? The second personal on Thornton as well. And also their 10th turnover. 30 seconds. West Holmes ball against that Fulker press. Proper to Briar Klein in the backcourt. Now to Zelina Proper, 20 seconds. Proper dribbles it across the midcourt. Now to Briar Klein and knocked out of bounds off of West Holmes. And the Knights now their 7th turnover.
Yeah, I bet you both teams haven't had this many turnovers in their first quarter in a long time.
Yeah. 17 seconds in the first. Inbounded, grabbed by Allen. Juggled it. She grabbed it again. Allen takes it across midcourt. 12 seconds. Now left corner. Three-pointer. Antonetz up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. 5-4. It'll be grabbed inside by Lila Johnson. Then a foul was called. And it'll be the second team foul on West Holmes.
4.5 seconds here. This is a big stop for West Holmes, or a big score for West Michigan. Somebody's going to be happy.
4.5 seconds to go. Ian Madden, Brad to the corner. Drive to the baseline. Runner up in the air going to be good by Lila Johnson. As the first quarter does come to a close. At the end of one, it's West Holmes 9 and West Muskingum 7. This is girls district championship basketball on WKLM. Everywhere, every day, someone somewhere needs someone to care. Young people are especially desirous of someone to show an interest in what they do, where they are going, and what they will become. Denco Marketing of Millersburg believes taking that interest in a young person can make all the difference. Which young person needs your time and interest? Whichever one or ones you can give it to. They'll take care of the rest. Supporting young people in all endeavors is especially important to Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Stopping all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have boneless beef English shoulder roast, $3.99 a pound. Bone-in Western-style shoulder ribs, $1.79 a pound. Boneless ribeye steaks, $12.99 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price this Thursday through Sunday and get 12-ounce Sugardale sliced bacon, $1.98. Selected Pillsbury Crescent cinnamon rolls or Grand Biscuits, $1.48. And Black Topper Zest Pink Salmon, $3.48. Now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. West Holmes 1-4 on 3-point tries for 25%. West Muskingum 1-4 for 25%. West Holmes 3-5 from 2-point range for 60% shooting. West Dim 2-7 for 29%. West Holmes 0-1 for the foul line. The Tornadoes did not attempt the foul shot. West Holmes ball, again, the second quarter. Keegan Ull dribbles it out top to Briar Klein now. And the Tornadoes out rebounding West Holmes 11-3. 3-pointer by Keegan Ull, meanwhile, no good. Rebound, 5-4, grabbed by Avi on the other. Her putback is going to be good.
My first offensive rebound for West Holmes plays dividends.
Avi on the other, her first two of the game. 11-7 Lady Knights early in the second quarter. Tornadoes will throw it away. There's a steal. 10 turnovers for West M, 7 for West Holmes in that first quarter. Lady Knights basketball in the second. Out top, Keegan Ull inside. Goes to Avi on the other. Good position, backs it in.
Good step.
Off the glass is good. Up and in the move, Avi on the gutter. She has back-to-back wickets to begin the second quarter. West does basketball to the corner. Three-pointer by Antonetz is going to be no good. Rebound, 5-4, goes out of bounds off of Avi on the gutter's hands. And West does well have the basketball, but how about Avi on the gutter, Don, to start off the second?
I tell you what, she has just improved so much, especially on her post moves here in the second part of this season.
13-7 Lady Knights. Tornadoes basketball, dribble by Lainey Johnson, and hand check is going to be called on Allie McMillan. First team foul on West Holmes of the quarter. McMillan has her first.
Not a bad foul. Not a bad foul. Just letting her know that, you know what, I'm going to be on you just like that.
Absolutely. Johnson to Wim out of the side court. Her pass goes over to Lila Johnson, the 5'6 freshman guard, averaging 6.5 a game. Johnson dribbles it now to the right side. Backs it up. Gets the hand off to Deborah Allen. Crossover against Jewel Brown to the foul line. Pass deflected out of bounds by Allie McMillan.
Boy, Allie almost got that. She's just that's her niche right there. Yes. Just jumping those passes.
Got those quick hands. Quick everything. Allen to inbound. Fair pass. Proceed now by Lila Johnson to the foul line. Deborah Allen. Her runner going to be blocked out of bounds. Avion Yoder near that basket.
Well, Avion, she doesn't swipe at it. She just went vertical with it, and nice little block. Good body control by Aviana.
Embedded to Antonetz on the right wing. Crosser pass to the left corner. Proceed now by Allen. Allen to the baseline, cut off by Brown. Now back to Lainey Johnson. Back out top goes to Lila Johnson. Close out defense by Allie McMillan. Now left wing, received by Spung. Gets the handoff back to Lila Johnson. Out top to Deborah Allen, holds out the play. 6:18 to play, second quarter, 13-7 West Holmes. Back out top to Antonetz. On the right corner, goes Lainey Johnson. Johnson dribbles it, backs it up high on the right side. Back to your center circle. Johnson to the right wing. Out of the corner to the baseline, still has the basketball. Johnson out top, Antonetz to the foul line. Spins around. Right corner, Lainey Johnson. Johnson dry, lane. Her shot blocked by Yoder. Rebound, Allie McMillan. Another block by Aviana Yoder. McMillan to the left wing, to the corner now. Goes to Keegan Ull. Ull out top. Her pass cross court. Goes to Briar Klein. Thought about it. Holds onto it instead. Klein, cross court pass, left side. McMillan, her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound going to be out of bounds. It'll be West Ham with the basketball. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. And batted, knocked out of bounds by Aviana Yoder.
Way Aviana come to play tonight.
Yes, she did. 5.5 to play, second quarter, 13-7 Lady Knights. Fulker pressure is on. Baseball pass, front court going to be grabbed by Deborah Allen to the bucket. Her layup going to be no good, though. Rebound by Briar Klein. Good chase down by Keegan Ulf, causing that misdirected shot. And then it'll be a held ball after the rebound? With Allen getting her hands on the basketball, and I believe the Tornadoes can get this ball back. So they'll have it beneath their own backboard. Inbound, grabbed by Branford. Tiriana Branford in the game now, the 5'5 sophomore. Here's a shot for the foul circle by Lainey Johnson. Going to be in and out, no good. Rebound into the hands of Keegan Ull. Westall's ball to the front court. Here's Allie McMillan to the bucket. McMillan, shot blocked and grabbed for the rebound by Branford. She'll fall down, 5-4, and it'll be tied up. This time the arrow points to West Holmes. Well, you can't fault the effort for either side.
No. I'll tell you, it's just a very fast-paced game. I think both teams want this. Actually, both teams, I think, need this to score.
Absolutely. Here's the drive, McMillan. Dumps it inside, goes to Briar Klein. In traffic, Klein shot up.
Good
and
step.
Good. Got the roll, Briar Klein. She has 4, 15-7 West Holmes. Tornadoes basketball. They have not scored so far in the second. Here's Allen to the foul line. Dumps it inside. Deflected away. Rolls out of bounds off of West Holmes. West Holmes outscoring the Tornadoes 6-0 so far in the second quarter.
I mean, it's a game of runs right now. West Holmes is on that 6-0 run. So West Miskin's going to have to get on theirs there soon if they want to stay in tune.
No doubt. And embedded by Allen out top. Goes to Lila Johnson. On the left point, the Taylor Spun. Spun holds onto it. Now dribbles it. Spun in traffic. Her shot left hand off the glass and good.
Wow, nice little move by Taylor Spun.
Her first two of the game. Timeout called. 4.5 to play. Second quarter. West Holmes 15. West Muskingum 9. This is girls district championship basketball in WKLM.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn and split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American Home Building since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harborville Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough. Or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with 4 great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
West Holmes basketball out of the timeout. They'll beat the full court pressure. Proper has it. Her pass to McMillan. McMillan top of the key. Crossover to the foul line. Pass right side. Goes to Keegan Ull. Drive to the foul line. To the lane. She's cut off. Now to Joel Brown out top. Brown dribbles at right point. Gets the handoff back to McMillan. Down the left wing. Back to Keegan Ull. Head fake. Drive to the foul line. 50-footer by Ull up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grab by Taylor Spun. Tornadoes basketball. Allen's pass goes front court to Branford. She has it top of the key. 15-9 Lady Knights. 3:50 to play in the second quarter. Spung has it to the corner. Guarded by McMillan. Spung still with it. Looking to hand off. Finally does so to Lainey Johnson. Johnson to the foul line. Backs it in traffic. Back to Spung to the baseline. Head fake. Steps through. Her shot no good, but she draws the foul.
Yeah, with Spung's getting the ball, she's actually getting a lot of pressure, but she's able to get around that pressure and get to the hoop now.
Second team foul on West Holmes. Call that foul on Aviana Yoder, her first personal foul. Taylor Spun, a 6-foot senior, averaging 6.5 a game and 5.5 rebounds. 80% free throw shooter as well. And the free throw. That is up and going to be good. Klung has 3 points now. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Buddies Player of the Game, known for their super soft style. Six Buddies can outfit your entire family with any sporting event. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to Keegan Ohl. West Ohl's ball, they have a 15-10 advantage. Allie McMillan walks it across midcourt. Fair pass to Joel Brown on the left wing. Backs it up, back out top to Keegan Ohl. Ohl spins around to the foul line, back on the right point. Crosser pass to Proper. Her three-pointers up there going to be short. Rebound grabbed by Branford. Tornadoes have it, down by five. Branford pass front court, goes to Johnson. Laney Johnson on the right wing. Dribbles it out top. On the left side, now to Lila Johnson. Takes it to the foul line, to the lane. Falls down. Somehow gets a pass off to Laney Johnson, bakes it in, and a foul. Not sure how she thread the needle on that pass. She got it there. Now a chance for a three-point play.
I don't know if she truly thread the needle. I think it might have been a broken play, and she just had to get the ball and take it up.
Laney Johnson, her first two of the game. 13 foul West Holmes also. And makes it a 15-12 ball game. We talk about a game of runs here. Now a 5-0 run for West M. And the free throw. That is up. It's going to be good. Lenny Johnson now 3 points on that three-point play. 5'5 senior, averaging 6.5 a game. Just a 35% free throw shooter on the year, but she buried the free throw there. 15-13 Lady Knights. They'll beat the pressure. Ava Yonigutter to the front court, to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot left hand is going to be good. coast to coast.
Get your post player to go three-quarter court and score.
6 points, Ava Yonigutter, all coming in the second quarter. 17-13 Lady Knights. Tornadoes basketball. Laney Johnson out top. 2:40 to go in the half. On the right wing now. And going to be a foul call on the reach in on Allie McMillan. I do believe the 13th foul. We got 14th foul on West Holmes.
Yeah, West must again saying all arm. West Holmes fans are saying all ball.
Second personal on McMillan. Allen to inbound. Into the hands to Lila Johnson. Back in the left wing, received by Laney Johnson. Johnson looking, dribbles it, backs it up. Crossover left wing. Now to the foul line. To Lane. Knocked loose, a reach in foul called. That's on McMillan. That's going to be her third, and West Holmes could not afford to have that.
No, not at all.
So she's going to have to come out the rest of this half. At the foul line, going to be Laney Johnson.
Laney Johnson at the line.
Currently one of one from the charity stripe.
And that's up, and that's going to be no good. So McMillan will check out. Joel Brown will check in. 17-13 West Holmes, 2.5 to go. But again, McMillan on the bench with three personal fouls. And the second free throw is up in the air. Going to be no good as well by Laney Johnson. Rebound, though, grabbed inside by Lila Johnson. Back to Allen. Now to Laney Johnson to the right wing. Still West End basketball after the missed free throws. Laney Johnson to the right wing. Over to Lila. Cross-court pass left side, Deborah Allen. Her three-pointers up there are going to be knocked down.
That's Allen's first attempt from the three-point line. And I'll tell you what, she's her best three-point shooter.
She has 5 points. One-point ball game now. 17-16 West Holmes. Ball and pass straight down by Ohl to the corner. Three-pointer by Briar Klein. Going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound. Goes to Addie Antonets. Tornadoes basketball down by one. 1:45 to play in the half. Antonets to the front court. On the right side goes to Lila Johnson. Dribbles it out top. Now to the foul line. Left corner to Antonets to the foul line. Picks the right wing to Allen. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down again. Back-to-back threes. And Tornadoes in the lead.
Boy, it's contagious right there. Shooting is contagious.
And a travel call on Keegan Ohl. She didn't think so. And all of a sudden, it's all West End, and they have a 19-17 advantage in the basketball.
I think there was a whistle coming from the stands, and Keegan thought it was the official that called that.
Yeah.
She was going to go and hand the ball to the official.
Yeah. And batted, grabbed on the right wing. Here's a drive to the foul line by Laney Johnson. Backs it in. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. Rebound fought for. There's a foul over the back called on West End that time. That's their first team foul of the quarter. 1:19 to play in the second quarter. West Holmes trying to weather the storm with McMillan on the bench. That's the first personal foul on Taylor Spun. Pressure on. In meta. Grabbed by Yoder to the front court. Joel Brown.
She'll dribble it high on the right side. Brown picks it up too soon. Nowhere to go. Out of Breyer Klein double team. Her pass deflected on the floor. Dove after. Another turnover on West Holmes.
Actually,
now tied up. And Arrow points to West End. West Holmes, their 10th turnover.
Yeah, right now West End has West Holmes on their heels.
103 to play in the half. Neely Fair in for Ava Yanni Yoder. Secure your personal team's future both on and off the court with reliable home, life, and auto insurance through Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group agent. Good luck to the hometown West Holmes Lady Knights throughout their tournament trail. Tornadoes basketball in a two-point lead, under a minute to play in the half. Lanie Johnson to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup off the rest, no good. Rebound, Breyer Klein. She'll have it tied up right away, but the arrow points to West Holmes.
But Lanie Johnson's found a crack in West Holmes' defense. She's getting to the rim in almost every single possession.
They're going to call a foul, actually, on that, on Spung. Her second team foul on West Ham, as I mentioned. Spung checks out, and in is Hannah Roberts, 5'10", junior. West Holmes' ball, pass front court, goes to Breyer Klein. Now to Proper to the foul line. Here, runner up in the air, going to be good.
Right, nice little floater from Zelina.
She has four, tied up at 19 apiece. Second tie of the half, 35 seconds. West End basketball. Antonets, pass left wing goes to Roberts. Roberts to the foul line, back to the corner now. Antonets to the baseline, gets called for traveling, trying to make a move. That'll be the 13th turnover on the Tornadoes.
That was a nice little pump fake from her, but I bet she took a couple steps before she put the ball down.
25 seconds. Keegan Ohl in the backcourt. She'll find Joel Brown at three-quarter score. Back to Ohl. Ohl dribbles it. Takes it across midcourt. 18 seconds. Tied up at 19. Ohl gets the play call from head coach Lindsey Belden. 13 seconds. Down the 10. Inside to Neely Fair. Her pass deflected and stolen away. 5 seconds. Allen has it. Now to Lanie Johnson. Johnson to the foul line to Lane. Was crashing in there. A blocking foul call. And she went in, crashing in to Breyer Klein. She felt that.
And they're going to give her two shots as well. I thought that was before the shot, but.
Well, it's a 5-team foul, so double
that's
bonus.
That's true.
So with time expired, they call a blocking foul, Matt, and two personal fouls. Two foul shots, I should say, to close out this half. And a chance to take the lead at halftime for West End.
Currently 1 of 3 from the charity stripe.
Free throw up in the air going to be no good. One more to go. Second free throw by Lanie Johnson, the senior. That's up and going to be good. Halftime score, it is West End 20 and West Holmes 19. Back around the recap to first half for you after this on WKOM.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
It is halftime in girls division two district championship basketball from Tri-Valley. And it is West Muskingum with a 1-point lead, 20-19 over West Holmes. As West Holmes led 9-7 after one, the Tornadoes came back to outscore the Lady Knights 13-10 in the second quarter. And West Muskingum has a 20-19 lead at the half. And for the Tornadoes in the first half, leading the scoring for them was Deborah Allen, who had two big three-pointers in that second quarter. Allen going 2-for-2 from the on the arc, 1-for-3 from two-point range, her total of 8 points. After that, 4 points scored by Laney Johnson, 3 points for Taylor Spung, 3 points scored by Addie Antonets, and 2 for Lila Johnson, running out the West Holmes total of 20. And for West Holmes, leading the way for them, that was Avion Yoder in that first half. Yoder was the 3-for-3 from two-point range for her total of 6 points, all coming in that second quarter. Allie McMillan had 5 points, all coming in the first quarter. She got in foul trouble with her third personal foul toward the tail end of that first half. Also, 4 points apiece for Briar Klein and Selena Proper, running out the scoring for West Holmes, their total of 19. Halftime score, West Muskingum 20, West Holmes 19. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Behind the arc, West Holmes 1 of 8 for 13%, West Muskingum 3 of 7 for 43%. 2-point field goals, West Holmes 8 of 12 for 67%, West Muskingum 4 of 14 for 29%. From the charity stripe, West Holmes 0 of 1. West Muskingum 3 of 7 for 43%. Total rebounds, West Muskingum is winning that 18 to West Holmes 12. Total turnovers, West Muskingum 13, West Holmes with the 11.
Individual rebounding leaders for West Holmes, 3 rebounds apiece for Briar Klein and Keegan Ole, 2 boards for Allie McMillan. And for West Muskingum, 4 rebounds for Taylor Spung, 2 at the offensive end, 3 boards also for Addie Antonets. Halftime score, West Holmes a 1-point lead, and Don, you talked about a kind of a game of runs, the first half of runs, and West Holmes has the 1-point lead.
And that's what it is. It's game of runs, and it looks like maybe who might have this last run might win this game today. But there's a couple times West Holmes lost Allen, and she was able to connect on a couple 3-point shots, and that was big for them. But really, I think the difference is West Muskingum has 5 offensive rebounds. That's 5 opportunities to score again. West Holmes has 1 offensive rebound.
Got to get those second chances, no question about that. Winner of this game moves on to take on Fairland in the regional semifinals. They're the second-ranked team in D2. That'll be coming up on Tuesday. And March the 5th, 6 p.m. over at Winland Gymnasium in Zanesville. Halftime score here. It is West Holmes with a 1-point lead, 20-19. Back after this on WKLM.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things. Like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at hummelgrp.com.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
A single-family home located at 4938 South Drive in Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $249,500. This property was built in 1945 and has three bedrooms and one full bath with 1,623 square feet located in the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Junior Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime. Built on trust since 1911.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Viker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Viker Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Viker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Viker Concrete.
And just about ready for the start of the second half from Tri-Valley. Reminder, right now also we have video live stream coverage of the Highland River game and their girls Division 4 district championship game over at Cambridge. That'll be being video live stream on YouTube. Highland does have an early lead early in that third quarter over River in that contest, 31-24. Also tonight, boys Division 2 sectional championship basketball. West Holmes will be at Maysville. And we'll have that for you on FM 95.3 and also in Stream 1 and also on YouTube tonight. Airtime 6:35. And also tonight we'll have girls Division 3 district championship basketball from Struthers, Triway against Trinity. That'll be video live streamed on the WKLN YouTube page. Mac Ray alongside with you with the Don Hall. Michael Hammond back at WKLN Sports Central as we're on the air on FM 95.3 and WKLNFM.com this afternoon. And also on YouTube, of course, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team. Jacob Heading producing today's live stream coverage. Aiden Garbrandt working the cameras. You can go to YouTube, search WKLN Radio to find the live stream coverage for this afternoon's game as well as all the other games here for today as well. West Holmes ball to begin the third quarter. West Holmes would like to get off to a decent start here in the second half.
Yeah, as it donate to his first 2-3 minutes of the third quarter is going to tell a huge story here.
They're going from right to left with it. And bounce pass goes left side McMillan to Zelina Proper, who takes it out top. Now to Keegan Ohl, high on the right side. Back out top to Ava Yoder. Her three-pointers up there going to be no good. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Addie Antonets. And it will be West End basketball in the backcourt. Antonets going to be the poke loose, but a foul's called on Keegan Ohl. That'll be the first team foul West Holmes, and Ohl has her second.
Yeah, it's still only two fouls from her. She can still be a little bit aggressive here. But when she gets that third, she's going to have to tone it down a little bit in this quarter.
Lady Johnson to Winbaum in the backcourt. And good tonight defense. Gets a pass off finally, where it's grabbed by Thornton. Back to Lady Johnson.
She'll take it herself across midcourt, going from left to right. 20-19, West Ham to begin the third. Johnson out top. Pounds the ball on the floor, now picks it up, kicks the left wing back to Deborah Allen, who knocked down a pair of three-pointers in the second quarter. Now back over to Lainey Johnson to the foul line, cut off, picks the right wing. Now grabbed by Thornton, almost a travel. Drive by Allen to the baseline, her floater up in the air, knocked down.
A nice little penetration dribble and floater by Allen.
Allen has 10, 22-19 West M. West Ole's ball, gets a 2-2-1 press. Now to McMillan, she'll cross midcourt. Cross court pass to Breyer Klein. Line on the left wing. Backs it up. Dribbles it high in the left side. Picks up her dribble, now back to Proper. Takes it right side over to Breyer Klein, back out top to Ava Yadioter. Back to McMillan, left side. Back out top to Proper. On the right wing to Keegan Ohl. Ohl dribbles the top of the key. Now to the foul line, crossover. Back in the corner to Proper. Proper to the baseline. Cross court pass goes to Breyer Klein. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound by Proper. Reverse layup by Proper. That's no good. Probably rushed it inside. Rebound goes to Addie Antonets, and now a foul called. Second team foul on the Lady Knights so far in this third quarter. And call that on Avion Yoder, her second. Focal pressure is on by West Holmes. Deborah Allen inbounds it, goes to Taylor Spung. Good tonight, defense. Spung will dribble it herself. Takes it across midcourt. Picks it up and stored away by McMillan. Now to Breyer Klein to the front court. Klein to the corner. Picks it up. Gets a pass out top to Zena Proper. Proper to the foul line. Floater by Proper. Up in the air. She'll knock it down.
Okay, she's got that floater down right now.
Yes, she does. 6 points for Proper. West Ole's down by one, 22-21. Tornadoes basketball. Lainey Johnson with it across midcourt. West, Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for the broadcast this evening. Now pass night side goes to Jaden Thornton. Thornton right point. Now back to the corner. Dribbled by Allen. Crosser pass left side. Lainey Johnson to the foul line, to the lane. Right corner back to Allen. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down again.
Boy, she's 3-for-3 behind the arc.
Can't leave her open. Allen now has 13 points. West Ole's ball down by 4. Breyer Klein to the baseline. Her run up in the air. No good. Rebound put back by Klein. No good to get in, but she'll be fouled that time on the put back by Klein. And Breyer Klein to the foul line.
I mean, that's what West Holmes needs to happen here. Their jump shots aren't going, their outside shots aren't going, so they're going to have to try to find a way to score, and that's going to be from the free throw line right now, getting to that hoop.
And first team foul, West Ham. First personal foul on Deborah Allen. Free throw by Klein is going to be good. Got the bounce. Breyer Klein has 5 points on the afternoon. The 5'6 sophomore guard averaged 9 a game during the regular season and 3.5 rebounds. During the tournament trail, she's averaging 7 points per game and 6 rebounds per contest. That free throw is up. That's going to be good. Buries them both. Klein has 6. West Holmes down 25-23. Tornadoes basketball. Dribble by Lila Johnson, the freshman across midcourt. Takes it out top, crossover right wing, pass inside to Spung, off her hands, out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. And now up to now 15.
I credit that to Zelina Proper making her guard, making play faster than which she truly wanted to play. I mean, that was a tough pass to make.
West Ole's against the press, pass deflected, grabbed by Ole. Some contact, no foul. Ole's pass goes to McMillan. She'll cross midcourt. Dribbles it right wing. Pass inside, grabbed by Yoder, three-pointer by Keegan Ohl, that's no good. Rebound, grabbed by Allie McMillan to Breyer Klein out top. West Ole's has it right back on the offensive rebound. Klein dribbles it. Back out top. She'll find Proper on the left side. Proper drive. Baseline, runner up the air, going to be no good. Rebound, knocked to the floor and picked up by Jaden Thornton. A close start away by Zelina Proper now. Proper inside, grab McMillan. McMillan in traffic. Knocked loose, but a foul is going to be called. Proper, a big-time steal, and now McMillan gets the foul.
Now, this is West Holmes shot one free throw in the first half. This is going to be their third and fourth here in the second half already.
Second team foul on West M, and that's going to be the third personal foul on Jaden Thornton. Allie McMillan at the charity stripe. That free throw is up. It's going to be knocked down. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed. It's Sal's Site Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Second free throw's up. That's going to be good as well. McMillan has 7. Bastos has tied it up at 25. Third tie of the game. West End basketball. Into the front court. The dribble by Thornton to the foul line. Pass inside the Spung. Her shot left hand. Good in the foul. Taylor Spung, a chance for a three-point play. West End back in the lead.
And I think that may have been third foul on Aviana Yoder, possibly.
For West End,
nope.
The basket counts for number 22, Taylor Spung.
13 foul West Holmes.
That's 4 on Alec McMillan.
And that's worse.
Oh, okay, 21.
No. With one shot.
Yeah, they gave it to Alec, but it's Aviana's, I believe.
Okay. So Aviana Yoder would have her third personal. Free throw up by Spung, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Aviana Yoder. 27-25. West End lead, and West Holmes has the ball. Allie McMillan across midcourt. Pass goes to Keegan Ohl on the left wing. Out top to Breyer Klein. Klein drive. Lane spins around. Her shot left hand going to be no good. Rebound deflected. And finally grabbed by Deborah Allen. Midway point of the third quarter. West Holmes ball in the two-point lead. At Deborah Allen's pass goes left side to Jaden Thornton. Thornton to the foul circle. Cut off. Hands it off. Here's Lila Johnson. Her layup going to be off the last. No good. Rebound inside. Grabbed by Thornton. And Fernandez will reset the offense on the offensive rebound. Lainey Johnson at center circle. On the right wing to Lila. And a foul called on Allie McMillan. And that's going to be her fourth personal foul.
Yeah, that really hurts West Holmes right now.
Wow.
They had a sub getting ready to come in for her right now.
So a huge, and I repeat, huge foul. So she's out. Jewel Brown is going to check in. So McMillan out for the rest of the third quarter for sure. Inbound and being grabbed now by Jaden Thornton. Thornton dribbles it now to the foul circle. Back to the far side, Lainey Johnson. Johnson to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes right corner. Here's Deborah Allen. Pass inside, grabbed by Spung. Her layup was good.
Boy, nice little dish by Allen.
Spung has 7. Timeout call. 3:12 to go in the third. West Muskingum 29, West Holmes 25. This is Girls District Championship Basketball on WKOM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game, offering design styles of both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Westall's ball out of the timeout. Avion Yoder across midcourt. Drive to the foul line, to the lane, lost it, and stolen away. And Westall's their 12th turnover of the game. Deborah Allen across the midcourt line. Gets the handoff to Lila Johnson. Johnson spins around to the foul line. Dumps it inside and grabbed by Spunger. Shot no good. Rebound by Lila Johnson. She'll be hacked to the arm. Another offensive rebound. The 15th foul West Holmes.
That's 7 offensive rebounds today for West Muskingum.
And there'll be a foul on the floor. To inbound, Lainey Johnson. Here pass grabbed by Allen. Her layup is good. Deborah Allen, a big afternoon.
Well, somehow, some way, she always finds a way to get open.
She has 7 points in the quarter, 15 for the game. 31-25 West End. Breyer Klein drive, lane to the corner. Joel Brown, a three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound by Popper, who put back no good, but she's fouled by Lainey Johnson. 13 foul. Johnson has her second, and Popper to the foul line. 2.5 to play, third quarter. All kinds of time here, Don. It's a matter of kind of which player's going to kind of step up and take charge.
Exactly. I mean, they've been doing it. You know, every single one of those West Holmes players out there have scored in double figures this year at some point in time. So we're just waiting on that again.
Free throw knocked down to the first attempt by Proper. She now has 7. Second free throw in and out and back in. Got the roll. 8 points for Proper. Vestal's down by four, 31-27. Laney Johnson across midcourt for Westim to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot left hand going to be good.
I think that was partially even blocked.
Laney Johnson has six, 33-27 Westim. Westall's ball, Keegan Ull's pass to the corner. Breyer Klein thought about it. Pass and set out top to Proper. Proper back in the left corner. Keegan Ull for a three-pointer going to be knocked down.
There we go. That's what they need to get Keegan to get hot.
Her first points of the game. Westall's down by a three, 33-30. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Westim basketball. Here's Lila Johnson high on the left. Dribbles it out top. Back in the right side goes to Thornton. Drive, lane, Thornton's shot blocked by Neely Fair, but they'll call her for the foul.
Not a bad foul. Good help by Neely Fair. Going to make her earn it to free throw line.
Five team fouls. First personal on Neely Fair. And now two free throws for Jaden Thornton, 5'7 sophomore, averaging 10.5 a game and 5.5 rebounds. He's 66% free throw shooter on the season. Thornton looking for her first point today. That free throw is knocked down, though. Addie Antonets is in, replacing Laney Johnson. 34-30 Westim, 1:48 to play in the third. Thornton with the second free throw. That is up, and that's going to be no good. Rebound fought for. And another offensive board, this time by Lila Johnson. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. Rebound by Spung. She'll be fouled. And again, the Tornadoes hit the offensive boards, and now Taylor Spung at the foul line.
Just four offensive boards in the quarter alone.
And that foul will be slapped on Fair, her second personal. Spung, an 80% free throw shooter.
Currently one of three today.
She has 7 points, four in the third quarter. Free throw here is up. That's going to be good. Westim 35, West Holmes 30. 1:42 to play in the third quarter. Second free throw by Spun. And that's up and going to be no good. Rebound fought for and finally chased down by Zelina Proper. Westall's ball. Proper takes the left side to Breyer Klein. Out top. Ull. Ull. Three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Missed everything there. And it'll be Westim with the basketball. Walker pressure on by the Lady Knights. Allen inbounds it. Grabbed by Spung. Back to Deborah Allen as the pressure backs off. 5-point lead for the Tornadoes. Allen into the front court. Guarded by Ull. Allen crossover. Back to the corner goes to Antonets. And she'll find Lila Johnson high on the left side. Johnson dribbles it out top. Back to the right side. Received now by Thornton. Back on top, three-pointer by Antonets is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Antonets. Her putback going to be no good, but she'll be fouled. Followed with a missed shot. Nobody box draft now. They're going to call it a turnover on Westim, actually. So Westalls will get this ball back.
That'll be their 17th turnover.
Lady Knights have it. Here's Keegan Ull to the front court. Stutter step gets the hand off to Proper. Proper to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner going to be off the glass. Going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. And that'll be the 14th foul Westim.
Well, Zelina's starting to get into the middle right there. She's putting her head down and making some headway towards the hoop.
Trying to take charge herself. She does have 4 points in the third quarter. And back at the charity stripe. 53 seconds to play. Free throw is up and nothing but net by Proper. Westholz pulls within four and one more free throw to go. 5'6" sophomore averaging 7 points per game and four rebounds a game during the tournament. Both free throws are good by the left-hander. 35-32 Westim. 50 seconds. Baseball pass front court grabbed by Allen. Tight defense by Keegan Ull. Allen outs off. Picks it up. Allen's pass left wing goes to Thornton. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thornton's pass right side goes to Deborah Allen. Back out top now. To Johnson. Lila Johnson. 30 seconds. Back to Thornton to the corner. 25 seconds. Crossover. Thornton comes to a jump stop. Pass inside. Third away. The steal by Joel Brown. Brown to the front court. To the foul line. Right corner. Grabbed by Breyer Klein. Now to Keegan Ull. Back to Klein. Her three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Antonets. 5 seconds to go. Antonets lost it out of bounds. Poke loose by Keegan Ull at midcourt with 3.8 seconds to go.
Well, right now it'd be a good time to get a couple of your girls out to have two fouls.
Yes. Boy, that shot by Klein looked like it was going to be good. Thornton to inbound. To the right side, Lila Johnson. Drive. Lost it. Rolls out of bounds. And turnover with just 0.2 seconds to play in the third. So just about pretty much inbound the ball and get to that fourth quarter.
Just don't turn it over.
Inbounded. Grabbed by Brown. That'll do it for the third. Through three quarters from Tri-Valley. West Muskingum 35 and the Lady Knights 32. This is Girls District Championship Basketball on WKLM.
It's time to clear out the old, and you can get a great deal now. With new models arriving daily, Millersburg Electric must make room. Get big savings on over 50 closeout and floor display models. Gas and electric ranges, laundry products, refrigerators, dishwashers, and much more. From all the popular brands, including GE, Cafe, Frigidaire, and more. Don't delay as the inventory goes down each day. So hurry in for big savings. Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000. For all your roofing and spouting needs.
West Muskingum outscored West Holmes 15-13 in that third quarter. And the Tornadoes have a three-point lead to begin the fourth. And they'll have it at side court. Well, West M. It'll be embedded by Deborah Allen. Her pass goes left wing to Lila Johnson. Johnson dribbles to the foul line, spins around to the baseline. Her shot going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed, though, by Thornton. She lost it. Rolls out of bounds. And what? It's going to be off of West Holmes, they're going to say. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall, where West Holmes was 1-7 on three-point tries. West M, 1-2. On the four here, Lady Johnson to inbound. To the right post to Thornton, to Johnson to the corner. Drive. Johnson shot up in the air, going to be knocked down. Lady Johnson.
Boy, nice little stop and pop from about 10 foot.
She has 6, 37, 32, West M. West Holmes ball. The front court ball will deflect it and going to be tied up. Arrow point to West Holmes. They'll keep the basketball. McMillan is back in the game with those four personal fouls for West Holmes. Keegan Old to inbound. Her pass to Ava Yoder. Backs it in to the corner to Joel Brown. Brown to the foul line. 50-footer by Brown. Going to be no good. Rebound to Taylor Spung. West Holmes with the basketball. West in with it and a five-point lead. Here's Lila Johnson. Pass right side. Goes to Laney, who takes it back out top. Laney Johnson, 7:15 to play in the fourth. Right wing to Lila Johnson. Shovels it back out top. Goes to Thornton. Thornton to the foul line. Back in the left wing, Deborah Allen. Drive, lane, scoop shot. Blocked by Ava Yoder. Grabbed by Spung on the rebound. Three-pointer by Johnson. Going to be knocked down. Laney Johnson again. After the offensive board, 40-32 West End. Laney Knights ball. Here's McMillan across midcourt. Crossover. McMillan gets it over now to Keegan Ohl. Back to McMillan to the corner. McMillan to the baseline. Wraparound pass. Dwyer Klein for a three-pointer. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound grab by Taylor Spung. Poke loose on the floor. Dude after. Going to be tied up. And West Ham, I believe, will have this basketball. Also in the third quarter, West Holmes 1-5 on two-point shots. West M 5-8. West Holmes 8-8 for the foul line in the third. West M 2-5. And the Tornadoes out rebounding the Knights 11-6. Six turnovers for West Muskingum and one for West Holmes. Timeout called. 6.5 to play fourth quarter. A 40-32 lead for West Muskingum. This is girls district championship basketball on WKLM.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
Get total service for your jewelry at the Jewelry Store with a free cleaning and inspection and all the repairs done right in their showroom at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Weston basketball out of the timeout. They have an 8-point lead with 6.5 to play. Deborah Allen to the front court, the 5'3 sophomore point guard. Bounce pass going to be knocked out of bounds by McMillan. Almost got the steal, but it'll be Weston basketball.
She's been so close a couple times today.
Weston needs that. Lady Johnson to inbound. Her pass goes to Lila. Drive. Up pass up by Lila Johnson. Off the glass and good.
Wow, what a finish by the freshman.
Lila Johnson has four. Now a 10-point Weston game lead. Here's Avion Yoder to the basket. Lost it out of bounds, and it'll be off of West End. 6:10 to go. West Ole's basketball. They trail at 42-32. McCoy alongside Don Hall for the broadcast this afternoon. Embedded, grabbed by Proper. Her shot off the glass is no good. Rebound is grabbed by Taylor Spun. Now to Lady Johnson. Johnson to the bucket. Her layup off the glass is going to be good again. Lady Johnson, the bucket. She has now a steal. Here's a grab on the steal by Deborah Allen. To the bucket. Allen, her shot no good. Rebound to the four. Dove after. Scrum for the basketball. It's going to be another tie-up. Hero points to West End. And right now, West Olds needs something down by 12 with 5:40 to go. Addie Antonets will check in, replacing Lila Johnson. 44-32, West Muskingum. Lady Johnson to inbound. Johnson kicks it to the corner. It'll be grabbed now on the far side by Antonets. On the right wing back to Lady Johnson. Backs it up near midcourt. Shovels it now right side to Deborah Allen. Back in the corner to Thornton. Thornton dribbles it to the foul line. Spins around. Her shot in traffic. No good. Rebound. Going to be chased down by Allie McMillan. She'll push it across midcourt. McMillan to the foul line. To the baseline. McMillan triple team and she'll be fouled.
That's what West Holmes needs right there. An opportunity to score some points, but the clock stopped.
First team foul West M in the fourth quarter. And that foul going to be called on Lainey Johnson, her third personal foul. West Olmes came in at 19-6 on the year. West was came at 22-3. Free throw by McMillan, in and out, no good. This game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication team of Jacob Henning and Aiden Garbrandt. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Heyman back at WKLM Sports Central. Free throw is good on the second attempt by McMillan. She has 8 points. 44-33, West End, they had the ball. Antonette's pass goes front court to Deborah Allen on the right side. Dribbles it out top. She'll find Thornton on the left wing. She'll dribble the top of the key. Picks it up. Now back to Antonets. Antonets to the foul line, to the lane. Scoop shot going to be good off the glass.
A nice little penetration, strong penetration dribble.
Addie Antonets has 5 points, 46-33 West End. West Olds ball. Here's Alina Proper out top. Spins around to the right side. Proper picks it up right wing. Pass inside to Avion Yoder. Picks it up. Outbound shot by Yoder. That's no good. Rebound grabbed inside by Lainey Johnson. She'll be tripped up the midcourt by Keegan Ull. First team foul, West Holmes, and now Ull has her third personal foul. 4.5 to go, and the Tornadoes have a 13-point advantage. Winner moves on to face second-ranked Fairland Tuesday, March 5th, 6 p.m. at Zanesville. Allen inbounds it, was grabbed by Jaden Thornton. Her pass into the hands of Johnson, high on the right, and going to be offensive foul called. And somebody ran into Zelina Proper.
I think Allen set a moving screen on Proper.
So second team foul West End, and now timeout West Holmes. 4.5 to play, fourth quarter. West Muskingum 46 and West Holmes 33. This is Girls District Championship Basketball on WKLM.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, for quality and service never go out of style. Still some time left here, Don. Plenty of time, but you can't get back that 13-point deficit all at one time, right?
You cannot. You just got to come down and get some stops, get a turnover, and then come down and score. It doesn't have to be a three-point shot every time. Just need to come down and score somehow, some way.
West Holmes out of the timeout. They'll have Allie McMillan out there, Keegan Ohl, Briar Klein, Zelina Proper, and Avion Yoder. Lady Knights will have the basketball in the backcourt. Half court pressure on by West M. McMillan's pass to Proper. Proper across midcourt. Back to McMillan. Through her hands, though. She'll track it back down. Allie McMillan out top. Dribbles it right wing. Back to the corner now. To Keegan Ohl. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down.
That's one way to get back into it.
Her second three-point basket, Keegan Ohl, 6 points for her today. 46-36. West End, they had the ball. Lenny Johnson dribbles it to the foul line. Johnson, pass inside. Grab, now back it up to the corner. Will Deborah Allen back up to Lenny Johnson, right side to Thornton. Thornton dribbles it to the foul line, backs it in. Kicks it right side into the hands of Deborah Allen on that right wing. Allen out top. Gets the handoff back to Thornton. Below the perimeter, Thornton to the foul line. Cut off. Scoop shot off last is good.
Oh, nice little step through by Thornton.
She has three, her first field goal today. 48-36 West End. West End's ball thrown away. There's a steal by Lila Johnson. Down to Laney. Laney Johnson backs it up on the right side. After the 14th turnover on West Holmes, Laney Johnson to the foul line to the lane. Her shot going to be no good. Rebound tracked down by Allie McMillan. Down to the front court goes to Keegan Ohl, who wasn't looking for the pass, and that'll be a turnover. And West Holmes can ill afford those right now. Down by 12 with 3 minutes to go. Now it's off to Addie Antonets. Back in the right point, received by Jaden Thornton. 48-36 West End, they had the ball. Maddie Lading Johnson high on the right. Johnson dribbles it to the foul line. Pass inside goes to Thornton. She'll fake it. Now backs it up. Drive to the baseline. Her layup off the last and good.
Good hesitation move by Thornton.
She has five. Now a 14-point lead for the Tornadoes. And ball going to be almost thrown away again. The Westals will have the ball. It'll be a foul called. The 13 foul on West Muskingum. 2:36 to go and a 50-36 lead for West M. That last foul called on Lila Johnson, her second. Keegan Ohl inbound. Her pass goes to Proper. Proper to the front court. Bounce pass to McMillan. Back to the corner now to Keegan Ohl. Inside to Avion Yoder. Her layup is going to be off last and good.
Boy, nice little move by Avion Yoder.
She has 8 points. Westall's down by 12. Thornton, double team. And timeout called by West End with 2:15 to go. West Muskingum 50 and West almost 38. This is Girls District Championship Basketball on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Stem and Don, this Tornadoes team really has stepped it up offensively here in the second half.
They found a groove, but I'll tell you what, they were missing Thornton in that second quarter because she was sitting on the bench in foul trouble, so she was able to play the second half, and they really need her, and she's just sort of the glue that holds all of them together.
Yeah, the winner was on to take on Fairland.
regional semifinal game will be on Tuesday, 6 p.m. at Zanesville. Maryland already capturing their district championship. Of course, right now on YouTube, we have the Highland River girls district championship matchup as well. It's being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. At side court to inbound is Deborah Allen. Her pass goes to Lila Johnson. Backs it up. Out top to Laney Johnson. Dribbles it high on the left side. She's double teamed. Bounce pass near side to Allen. Back in the corner now. Back in the side goes to Thornton. Thornton going to be fouled underneath the basket on the floor. Foul on Briar Klein. Second team foul on West Holmes.
Boy, Thornton's a very, very physical, just well-built post player right there. Actually, she's a guard as well.
She is. She's been a handful here down the stretch. Embedded by Lila Johnson. Nobody open. Finally gets the pass off. Stolen away by Zelina Proper. Proper to the front court. Her pass goes to McMillan. Her layup going to be no good. Rebound by Proper. And chased down now by Briar Klein. Left wing to McMillan. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound. Thought four. It's going to be a grab, I believe, by Briar Klein. And it'll be a foul call. So West Holmes will have the ball. 14 foul the fourth quarter. And Lady Knights to inbound it. Keegan Ole looking. Now back to the far side. Ole on the right wing. Out top to Proper. Proper to the foul line. Runner by Proper blocked. And rebound grabbed by Thornton. 1.5 to go. Here's Lady Johnson across midcourt. Has it out top. Now back to the corner. Out top received now by Deborah Allen. Allen's pass goes right side. Drive by Lila Johnson. Her layup going to be good.
Yeah, he needs to start fouling.
Lila Johnson has six. 52-38 West M. Keegan Ole's pass to McMillan. For West Holmes. Inside, she'll throw it away. 16 turnover to the front court, to the basket. Layup by Allen. No good. Rebound corralled by Briar Klein. 1 minute to go. West Holmes ball, but down by 14. And timeout West Holmes. 1 minute to play. West Muskingum 52, West Holmes 38. This is Girls District Championship Basketball on WKLM.
Is your garage floor paint or epoxy peeling, cracking, or fading? Fantastic Floors by Miller Custom Exteriors is the solution. Our premium concrete floor coating system is durable with a 15-year warranty against peeling, chipping, or cracking, and it cures in just 1 day. Make your garage floor beautiful. Call or visit fantasticfloors.info to set up your free appointment today. That's 330-695-4905. 330-695-4905.
And a reminder, later on tonight, we'll have boys sectional championship basketball. That'll be West Holmes at Maysville. That'll be video live streamed on YouTube. We'll also be on FM 95.3, and also stream one on the web for that game tonight. And also girls Division III district championship basketball tonight on YouTube. Triway takes on Trinity. West Holmes ball out of the timeout. Inbounded to Allie McMillan. Dribbles the right wing. Pass aside Avery on the Yoder. Down to Keegan Ole for a three-pointer. Going to be off the mark. Rebound. Grabbed by Briar Klein, and she'll be fouled in traffic. And that's going to be the 15th foul, I believe. Nick, the 14th foul, rather, on West M.
Well, I have Briar Klein for four offensive rebounds here today.
Fourth personal foul on Laney Johnson. 51 seconds to go. Inbounded to Briar Klein. And she'll find McMillan. Pass aside, Avion Yoder. Right wing now over to Proper. Proper to the foul line. She'll find Keegan Ole. Ole to the foul circle. Backs it up out top. Left wing, Briar Klein. Lobs inside, and she'll throw it away. Turnover for West Holmes. Here's Laney Johnson. Johnson's pass goes left side. 25 seconds. Crowd on their feet for West Muskingum. Laney Johnson. Back in the corner now. Pass inside. Grabbed by Taylor Sprung. She'll lay it in. Sprung with 10 points, 14 seconds to go. Briar Klein ball thrown away again on the turnover for West Holmes. West Muskingum, a team that also lost at this spot last year, going to get a district title this year.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the crowd is just going crazy right now for West M, and it's totally deserved.
Final 5 seconds, and they'll dribble out the clock. West Muskingum will capture the Division II district championship over West Holmes as they win it by the final score. 54-38. The Tornadoes now go to 23-3. They won 5 straight in 12 of their last 13. They'll take on Fairland It'll be Tuesday, March 5th, 6 p.m. at Zanesville. West Owls will end their successful season at 19-7, snapping a four-game winning streak this afternoon. Final score on girls Division II District Championship Basketball from Tri-Valley. West Muskingum defeats the Lady Knights 54-38. We'll be back around to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Denco Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denco Marketing. And while Denco Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denco Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Sierra Pacific Products are an MRV siding supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double-hung windows. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have fresh jumbo-packed chicken wings, $2.98 a pound, pork shoulder steak, $2.99 a pound, 16-ounce Seabest perch fillets, $4.99, and Southern Seas peeled and devined shrimp, $4.59. We also have Gerber skinless chicken thighs, $3.79 a pound, and USDA choice beef stew meat, $4.99 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price this Thursday through Sunday and get 12-ounce Food Club fish sticks, $1.48, and extra liquid detergent for $2.28. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
Back at Tri-Valley, we'll join the district runner-up ceremony here for West Holmes.
Number 3, Briar Klein. Number 10, Selena Proper.
The Lady Knights will receive their medals.
Number 13, Kara McMillan. Number 15, Tony Back. Number 20, Jewel Brown. Number 21, Aviana Yoder. Number 24, Tina Newell. Number 31, Brenna Rollins. Number 33, Rory Wilcox. Assistant coaches are Adam Garver, Cody Starr, and Dan Wade. The managers are Addison Tracy and Jenna Bast. And the head coach of our district runner-up, West Holmes Lady Knights, Lindsay Belden. A stand for our district runner-up, West Holmes Lady Knights.
The West Owls fall short today, but another terrific season for them as West Muskingum gets the win. West End with the victory 54-38 over the Lady Knights today. And as far as how it played out, it was the West Owls who had a 9-2 lead early on. They led 9-7 after one, and the Tornadoes came back to outscore West Holmes 13-10 in the second quarter. And it was West Muskingum who had a 1-point lead 20-19 at halftime. The Tornadoes would outscore West Owls 15-13 in the third quarter, and they led by 3 points at 35-32 3, but then they pull away in the fourth with a dominant fourth quarter, outscoring West Holmes 19-6 in the fourth. And the Tornadoes get to win 54-38 to capture the district championship. As far as the individual scoring was concerned on the afternoon, there were 3 players in double figures, as it turns out, for West Muskingum. And leading the way for them, that was Lainey Jock, that Deborah Allen. Allen, the guard, who finished up going 3-for-3 from beyond the three-point line. And also 3-for-7 from two-point range, Deborah Allen, the sophomore point guard, finished up with her total of 15 points. Also scoring for West End, that was Lainey Johnson. Johnson, 1-of-2 on three-point tries, 4-for-8 from two-point range, 2-for-5 from the foul line. Laney Johnson finished up with 13. Also, Taylor Spung for the contest in double figures. As for Spung, she was 4 for 8 from two-point range, 2 for 5 for the foul line. Spung finished up with 10 points. Also, 6 points for Lila Johnson, 5 points apiece for Jaden Thornton and Addie Antonette. Running out the scoring for West End, their total of 54. For West Hulls, one player in double figures, that was Selena Proper. Proper finishes up in double figures on the year for the 7th time on the season. And for Proper, she would finish up going 0 for 1 on 3-point tries, 4 for 7 from 2-point range, 4 for 5 for the foul line, as Proper finished up with 10 points. Also, 8 points scored by Allie McMillan, who was also plagued by foul trouble in the afternoon. Also, 8 points scored by Ava Yonder. 6 points for Briar Klein, and 6 points on 2 3-pointers made by Keegan Ull on the day for West Holmes in their total of 38. Final score, West Muskingum captures the district championship as they win it 54-38 over West Holmes. Now for the final team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Behind the arc, West Holmes 3 of 19 for 16%. West Muskingum 5 of 10 for 50%. 2-point field goals, West Muskingum 17 of 35 for 49%. West Holmes 10 of 23 for 43%. From the charity stripe, West Holmes 9 of 11, 82%. West Muskingum 5 of 12 for 42%. Total rebounds, West Muskingum wins that, going away 37 to West Holmes 24. Total turnovers, West Muskingum 21, West Holmes with 18.
Individual rebound leaders for West Muskingum, 9 rebounds for Taylor Spung. She had 4 on the offensive end. 7 rebounds for Addie Antonette. She had 2 offensive and 4 boards for Jaden Thornton. For West Holmes, it was Allie McMillan who had 5 boards. Also, it was 8 rebounds for Briar Klein. She had 4 at the offensive end. And 3 rebounds for Zelina Proper. She had 2 at the offensive end. And 3 boards also for Keegan Old. Final score today, West Muskingum wins it 54-38 behind really a strong second half, and especially in the fourth quarter.
That's so true. Just a well-coached team and very fun team, fun to watch. Good defensively, West End is. You know, I mean, moving on down the line, you can always going to trust your defense. That's always going to keep you in the game, but that's what they did today.
For West Holmes, our 6th Bunnies player of the game, didn't get a chance to talk to you about this, Don, but how about Zelina Proper? She had 10 points on the day and had 3 boards for Proper, and again, seemed to step it up in that third quarter for a stretch there for West Holmes when they needed that.
Absolutely. She's next in line, Matt.
Yes.
Yeah, she's the next one coming through, and she showed it today, and then she's going to have to be that person next year, but I think she's okay with that, and she showed it today that she can be that next person to go in and get you a couple buckets when needed.
Zelina Proper, our 6th Bunnies player of the contest for West Holmes. Again, I know it fell a little bit short of what their goal was, but again, a terrific season for them. Falls a bit short here in this district championship game against a very good basketball
team. They did. I mean, they a lot of good things going this year. I mean, they won the conference outright, which was one of their goals, and got a sectional. That's another goal, and so they just came up short on this one right here. But I tell you, you can't displace the legacy that these girls, Ull, Patton, McMillan, Fair. I mean, just all those girls. I hope I didn't leave anybody out, but just have left on this West Holmes program and the younger kids coming up through. I mean, it's a very, very fun to watch those girls play. They're not only good girls out on the court, but they're fantastic in the classroom. So they've made their mark.
They certainly have made their mark here. You mentioned Chloe Patton. Of course, she was injured last game, not able to play, and how difficult that is. But again, another player that made a big impact on this team, as you mentioned.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Chloe, she was down at the end of the bench, and she was in the game, engaged in the game, just like you would expect from her right now. But, kudos to her for getting down here. I mean, she's been through it all, and injury-wise, and kudos to her to come back and play this season and play well this season.
All right, so West Holmes' terrific season will come to a close here as they will be West End going to 23-3 on the year. They won 5 straight, 12 of their last 13. Again, they'll take on second-ranked Fairland in the regional semifinals Tuesday at 6 p.m. in Zanesville. And for West Holmes, they finish their season at 19-7, and they snap a 4-game winning streak as well. Of course, later on tonight, it'll be West Holmes against Mainesville. We'll have that game for you, Don and I will, here for FM 95.3 and also stream one on our website and also on YouTube tonight. West Holmes at Maysville, and it'll be an interesting game here. Should be tonight here at Maysville.
It should be. Should be a nice little up and down. Both teams are sort of playing pretty good. You know, West Holmes, you know, with a little bit of a deceiving record for them. So it should be a nice little game up and down the court.
We'll see what happens with that. And also tonight we'll have on YouTube Girls Division III District Championship Basketball. Triway taking on Trinity in that matchup as well. Of course, the Highland Girls, they played on YouTube today. They won their district championship, so they will be moving on back over to the regionals for the Highland Lady Hawks in their game and their victory today over River. I'll wrap things up for us here from Tri-Valley. I do want to thank our live stream partners, Claxon Communications, Jacob Henning, alongside Aiden Garbrandt, allowing us to bring you this video live stream coverage for today. Also, thanks to Michael Hammond back at WKLN Sports Central. Of course, thanks to all of our sponsors helping to bring you all these West Holmes broadcasts throughout the tournament trail as well. And all everybody listening and tuning in throughout the course of the season as well as the postseason as well. For Don Hall, I'm Mac Roy. Again, the final score in Girls Division II District Championship Basketball from Tri-Valley. It is West Muskingum 54 and West Holmes 38. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Okay.
WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.